Okay, and back we are on the GM report. To the listeners, I have my my last guest for today, Michael Wynn, who is the community engagement specialist for WH Care. And full disclosure, I wanted to bring them in. I had talked with one of our programmers, Liz Becker, and she does some work for you. And
yes, she does.
Talking all about you know, how the different services that you provide. As a nonprofit organization, I see here that you're providing comprehensive and integrated care for adults and children, families who are struggling with mental health issues, substance use issues, or domestic violence. And I said, well, you know, we're doing our big event in New Haven, and we are always looking for you know, New Haven nonprofits
Correct.
To come in, and it looks like you're obviously doing some really, really important work. So tell me a little bit about how long you've been with BH Care and kind of your role and what the, let's say, the mission is of BH Care.
The mission of BH Care is to provide behavioral health services to adults, children, and families. And those services include, as you said, mental health, substance abuse, domestic violence. We provide direct services, and we also provide a lot of prevention and education services to help with, in today's world especially, suicide, drug overdose, all those kinds of things. And BH Care, actually, I've been with the organization for nearly 20 years. I started on the children's side, which is actually an organization called the Parent Child Resource Center, which affiliated with BH Care about 3 years ago.
I read an interesting piece by, let's see, I believe it's he's your medical director, just talking about how the mental health and drug addiction services industry has gone through just a complete dismantling in the last 20 years. And he talks about how when they closed the three state hospitals that were working, you know, working with psychiatric services, that, you know, it just something had to give. And that's basically where your organization has tried to get involved with on an outpatient basis, that and a lot of money has been cut from not only federal budgets but state budgets for abuse treatment and mental health services.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's where BH is. You know, we've spoken with other groups in the area as well, but I guess there certainly is enough. Enough work to go around, you know, at this point. Yeah.
The services provided by BH Care have actually been around for about 40, 45 years, and that was the beginning of the deinstitutionalization movement for the adult psychiatric patients. And you're correct. There were three very large state psychiatric hospitals in the state of Connecticut, and really for philosophical reasons, we decided all across the country that the place to treat people was not in large institutions. And so we began to close those institutions. Unfortunately, the services that people really needed in the community have not been provided because they're very expensive to provide. So people have ended up in homeless shelters, in on the streets, in prisons sometimes, and in nursing homes. So that's not obviously the most appropriate places for people. So we really a lot of money initially was provided by the State Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services to provide services in the community, but it really just isn't enough. And on the children's side, very similarly, large institutions have been closed down, and children and families are being treated in the local communities. But again, there's not enough funding to really deal with all of the mental health. And now today, with increasing substance abuse problems, with social media and all of some of the negative influences on children, there's an awful lot that needs to be done. And school systems are struggling with that. And we try to help provide services for children in the community.
And your services are spread out. I see that you have multiple sites.
Yes.
In New Haven and in North Haven and Sonia. So you handle a pretty large
Yes, our service area stretches from the shoreline, and so our primary outpatient facility there is actually in Brantford, but we have several residential facilities there as well. So they provide services in the shoreline, and then we have other offices mm-hmm. in the valley, so that there's services in Ansonia and Derby, and there are also some services that we provide to the greater New Haven community.
Now, I wish we had more time. Unfortunately, we're
no problem.
Kind of running short on time. But your website has a lot of interesting information about some of the various ways that people can get involved to donate. One of them is My Sister's Place, which looks like it's a thrift store.
Yes, in Ansonia, Connecticut.
Ansonia. There's a clothing bank. There's a flea market flip.
Right.
Maybe you could talk about the flea market flip, if that's a physical building or if you...
No, actually, the flea market flip is usually a once-a-year event that is done by My Sister's Place.
Okay.
And it's really popular with the local community. People get some older items and fix them up, put some creative touches on them, and then they're sold to the public.
Now, how do people get involved with your services? I mean, obviously, they have to pick up a phone and
Correct.
Call.
Correct.
And is that usually the individual himself or herself that is, has some issues?
It depends. We get a lot of referrals coming out of the institutions, primarily hospitals these days. So the hospitals may make referrals of people coming into the community that really need follow-up care.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most dangerous times for people with serious mental health problems is when they go from one level of care to another. And so if they're discharged from a hospital, we try to pick up and provide services with them immediately so that there's no gap in services and make sure that they're well cared for. We get referrals on the children's side from the Department of Children and Families, from school systems. On both sides, adult and children's side, we get referrals from primary care physicians. Anybody who's really concerned about an individual having some mental health issues. We also just opened a domestic violence center on Temple Street in downtown New Haven.
Oh, you did? Yes.
It's called the Hope Family Justice Center, and it's really meant to be a one-stop shop for people who are victims of domestic violence. They can walk in there.
Walk-in basis.
Yes, like, and they can get all kinds of services from criminal justice services to counseling services, legal services, medical care, all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's fabulous. I can see why you are the community engagement specialist.
There's a lot to do. Yes.
You know exactly what's happening at BH Care. And Michael Wynn is my guest and has been my guest. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
What would be a good website?
BH Care, actually, is the website.
BHCare.
You can get all kinds of information.
Okay.
Yes, bhcare.org. And I may come back in 6 months to talk about our cycling event, which is one of our primary fundraising events of the year.
Excellent. We'd be happy to have you back.
That'd be great.
Okay,
thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming in. This is going to wrap it up. We're going to put everything as a podcast. We'll cut this as an archive as well. And wanted to thank you all for supporting not only these great nonprofits that come on the show, but also supporting the nonprofit called WPKN as well, to keep us listener supported and to keep us as a vital part as part of the community relations that we're so proud of and really is part of our mission, is to have that dialogue among multiple communities that we serve. So thanks again for listening to the show today and all you've done for WPKN.